Victoria remains a city of renters, and number 2 on the list of Canadian cities with the fewest homeowners, according to numbers from Statistics Canada. Compiled by online real estate blog Point2 Homes, the numbers show Victoria hasn't changed much over the past 16 years, with homeowners making up 39% of the population in 2016. It was 38% in 2001. Only Montreal had fewer homeowners, at 37%, while Vancouver had a homeownership rate of 47% in 2016 and was ranked third. "It's down to the geographic reality of the city," said Victoria Real Estate Board President Kyle Kerr. "The city of Victoria is a small, dense area," he said. "The design of the city and downtown offers more apartments and condos, more densified properties which work for university students and service industry workers. The makeup of the city of Victoria is geared to rentable situations." Kerr said when you look around the region, the numbers change significantly in places such as Langford, which has close to 80% homeowners, and Saanich, at more than 70%. Kerr said that is because there is more land which makes the cost of home ownership more affordable, and it allows the municipalities to offer more diverse options of housing, Kerr said. "If we want to encourage more home ownership, we need to work down that path to densify." And right now, Kerr said, the region is missing a level of housing, townhomes, duplexes and triplexes, seen in other centers. That middle segment of property that would allow more people to get into home ownership and out of rentals, he said. Kerr said the measures designed to cool down hot real estate markets and moderate prices, new mortgage rules, taxes and restrictions, can often work against home ownership. "The people that affects the most are entry-level people who want to be homeowners," he said. According to Point2 Homes, nationwide home ownership rates dropped in 88 of the country's largest 100 centers, the first time in more than 45 years. In BC, the rate, according to Statistics Canada's 2016 numbers, was 68%, a slight increase from 66.3% in 2001. Though down from the 70% recorded in 2011. Nanaimo saw one of the biggest drops between 2011 and 2016, as its home ownership rate dropped 5.9 percentage points to 68%, placing it behind only Waterloo, Ont, for the largest decline since 2011. Waterloo dropped 7.2 points to 69%. According to Point2 Homes, the change is reflective of the economy as a whole. The blog suggested the slowdown in China's economy, felt around the world, the collapse of oil prices and the reduced demand for Canada's natural resources played a role. It said Canada's slowdown in turn had an effect on wages and reduced the consumer's purchasing power, while in some centers home prices continued to rise leading to the decline in homeownership rates. A. Duffy at TimesColonist.com.